Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this Tuesday morning with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It is time for the bigger picture. And my big question is, what is faster than Zoom?
It has to be Fastly. So that is the new stock that's, I think, the flavor of the week. Ooh. And that's because we've been Zooming on conference calls, video calls for quite some time, and that has pushed up the stock price for Zoom. In fact, in the past 4 months or so, it's up nearly 159%. But one stock has overtaken it this week, and that is Fastly. It's up 222%. And this is a bit of a stock or technology company that operates in the cloud computing space. It's a CDN or content distribution network. So pretty much, it's a bit of a middleman that helps users stream or download data faster. So it helps to aggregate all the content so you can get it in a more faster speed. So that is making the news. And of course, Apple, part of the tech, I guess, frenzy, helping the Nasdaq to a 7-day rally. So Apple pulling the plug on Intel last night, moving away from Intel to use its own chips in Macs. So all in, tech is really a big story this week. And to get a bigger picture, is there more upside in tech? We've got Kelvin Yu, CEO and founder of Yu Capital, an independent asset management firm. Morning, Kelvin. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Kelvin, I understand you've been working from home for the past 2 months. How has that been going for you?
It's great, actually. Yeah, we never know the working from home can be so fun, huh?
Okay, so looking at the markets in the past 4 months, a lot has changed pre-COVID and post-COVID. How has your investment approach shifted in that span of time?
Well, our investing style has been bottom-up. We usually seek to find solid stocks with strong financials. Hence, the basis of our investment approach largely remains the same, which is a meticulous due diligence on the businesses that we are interested in. Pre-COVID, we usually have a strong cash flow focus. During this period of uncertainty, we are a little bit more balance sheet focused.
Mm. So you actually sold off almost your entire portfolio in February to sit on cash. What prompted you to do that? What were these indicators or signs you were watching?
Well, earlier on, I think we're just looking at the valuations. As you know, coming end of last year, early this year, valuations in the US, yeah, coming quite high. So we actually took some cash positions.
And how are they looking right now when you compare it to back then?
Well, over the past few months, we have been positioning for recovery ever since March. From a period of like a huge uncertainty to currently, we think it's a period of less uncertainty. So we have been taking positions in various countries and sectors.
Yeah, we're chatting with Kelvin Yu. He's the CEO and founder of Yu Capital. So, Kelvin, the big question nowadays is, have markets gone ahead of themselves? Because we keep hearing about how the markets are disconnected with the economic fundamentals. What's your take on this? Because we have pretty much gone back to pre-COVID levels.
Almost, yeah. I guess maybe Nasdaq is a little bit ahead. The US side is also quite close. Asia, maybe a little bit further away. We think, yes, with the economies reopening up, there'll be pent-up demand, and this pent-up demand will help this business to bounce back quickly.
Yeah, Kelvin, so when you look at repositioning for recovery, what does that mean? What are you looking at? Are you looking still for more upside in technology stocks?
Yeah, some of them, yeah. But in this recovery positioning, we have been positioning into consumer cyclicals, some banks and payments as well.
Okay, and then geographically, where do you see value? Because I think the recovery picture is not going to be broad-based across the world.
Yes, of course. At the moment, we are looking at stocks in the US and Europe. We're also looking at stocks in China, Hong Kong and Singapore.
And Kelvin, advice for investors, do you think they should be looking to buy on the dips right now? And how should they protect the downside?
Well, I think for investors, should be thinking about the long term and stop going for the quick buck. You know, I cannot reemphasize enough the importance of a proper primary due diligence when selecting investments. Mm. I think it's risky to just trade on short-term price movements. It's also risky to just read off and believe secondary news and research. We do find advantage when we gather the facts and information ourselves. So, yeah, think long-term and tight.
Okay, so what does your portfolio look like right now as you position for recovery? What are the sectors that you are in? Property, perhaps, banks?
At the moment, we're looking at tech, some payments, banks, and consumer cyclicals.
Okay. And Calvin, just to wrap things up, when you look at the outlook for markets, what are some of the key issues and events that is on your radar when it comes to, you know, potential catalysts that might push markets higher or even headwinds to look out for?
Lastly, I think we're looking at the economy's reopening and the possible second wave coming.
Okay, possible second wave. How about the tensions between US and China? How do you see that playing out for the markets?
Of course, we are closely looking on that as well. There's also the elections coming in November. We are closely looking at the current events.
Okay, we've been chatting with Calvin Yu. He is the CEO and founder of Yu Capital, an independent asset management firm. Calvin, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.